Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I want to have some touchdowns rushing. I don't know how many. I'm not going to say a number, but I should have had some rushing touchdowns last year. And I was disappointed in watching my film on certain runs that I could have finished better and did things better. Receiving is dope. I've been doing that all my life. But to rush the ball, get it handed off to me was something new and something I'm still learning, embracing, and want to improve on a lot more because I can, you know, help the team with those kind of runs and reverses and certain things. So just improving my run game and finishing with touchdowns, man, is one of the biggest goals for me next year.
Do you see yourself? I know everybody's their own player, but do you see yourself in a little bit of that Debo role?
Yeah, a little hybrid. Yeah, I do, man. I've been, you know, because honestly, just making plays. You know, when I get the ball, I want to make a play. I want to make a positive play. And if they want to give me the ball, I need to make a play so he can give me the ball again. So, yeah, I definitely see myself as a hybrid.
Second hour of KJ and Don Darrow on WEEI. Thank you so much for starting your Sunday with us. 617-779-7937. Talking Patriots. That's Kendrick Bourne. Then look, use me, use me, use me. And Mark, I've said that Kendrick Bourne is the best receiver in that wide receiver room. By far. By far.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a bad thing if that's the case this year for the Patriots.
Well, but it's what else do they have? Do you see more things really happening for this team? Because, look, there have been some really good distractions for this team this week. Gronk announcing his retirement. The throwback unis announced as the unis, right? All these things, I think, part of the smoke and mirror to get away from discussing what is the obvious point is that Mac Jones is going to be looking at Joe Judge and Matt Patricia for guidance on the offensive
side. That's okay.
No, it's not.
That's okay.
No.
I'm not going to get all worked up over that. We've talked about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just saying it's part of the distraction. So good for Kendrick Bourne to have hope and know that he's the best thing they've got right now. I mean, we still have yet to see what Parker can do on the field. You know, all we know is that he's got Edelman's number, right? So in a kind of New England way, you're kind of like, you guys got some balls on him to take guy's number, right? You know, you got to take Edelman's number. So it's just the new, when you start hearing teams talk about the new merch they got and, you know, one guy's coming out to speak for the entire team and it's not Belichick, because pretty much Matt Jones pretty much sounds like the voice of the team now.
He is going to be the voice of the team because the Patriot way runs through the quarterback. I'm going to say this, okay? This is something that I think will be the most important thing for the Patriots this year. If Kendrick Bourne is the best receiver on the Patriots this year. And I like Kendrick Bourne. I thought he had a great year last year. I like him as a player. But if he's the best receiver on the Patriots this year, they're going to have problems. Okay.
No, I've said they're going to have problems.
One of two things to happen in order to alleviate some of those concerns and issues. They need either Devontae Parker or, and I know this is asking a lot, Tyquan Thornton to step up and to be a better receiver than Kendrick Bourne. They need one of those two. Ideally,
then why didn't you get a receiver in the first round?
Well, they got a receiver high in the draft, high-ish in the draft. Ideally, both of those guys will be better than Kendrick Bourne, and Parker emerges, has a career year as a number one. Thornton kind of shows out and has a breakout year as a rookie as a number two.
That's video game thinking right there.
That is video game thinking, but that's all I have. Okay, that's what they need to have happen. Because I don't want to go into this year, KJ, with ground and pound New York Jets 2010. Defense, run the ball. Like I read somewhere the other day, they're going to have the best running back room in the league.
No, the talk of rooms.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see. I don't care about the running back room. It's good to be able to run the ball. I want them to be able to run the ball. But as an identity, I don't want it to be via the running back room. They need to become more dynamic throwing the ball. Okay?
So let's say,
and Kendrick Bourne being your top receiver is not going to get you there.
So let's say coming into preseason game one, the first season, your opening depth chart for the receivers is Bourne and then Myers. And then let's say your third best receiver out of camp at that point is Aguilar. Is that a bad sign?
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. Thornton's a rookie. Like it's different when you bring in Mac Jones, where you say, "Hey, look, you're going to be the quarterback pretty much from day one." Okay, with Thornton, it's not like, "Hey, you're going to be the receiver day one." There are things that, because routes have to be so much more precise. That's the difference with, unless you're not something that just absolutely dominates the college game. There's going to be a room of adjustment, because if you've got speed, you've always been using your speed to get by. But now the NFL is all about precision. And if you can't do things precisely, that's the difference between you catching the ball and them with a pick six.
Listen.
And this is a team that's built on you cannot repeat errors. And where you might repeat errors is with a rookie trying to catch the ball out in the field who's not used to this speed.
Well, then put them in a position to have success. Good receivers can contribute as rookies, even you know, guys that aren't great. You know, like DK Metcalf wasn't great, but as a rookie, he came in.
But
and
DK Metcalf
up.
Is great.
He's not great. He's not a great receiver. He's very good. He's good to very good.
I mean, I'm not saying Hall of Fame, but like right now, I put it this way: the definition of a great receiver is if 2/3 of the league would take a phone call right now if they said, "Hey, we want to give him up." 2/3 okay. of the league would take that call. I'd even say more than, I'd probably say 80% of the league would take that phone call. So that's a great receiver. I'll put it this way. If you put DK Metcalf on this team, is he the number one and 1A? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
he is.
Okay, that's a great receiver. So it's
like, no, when I think Jamar Chase is a great receiver, DK Metcalf is good.
He's Jamar very... Chase was great in college.
So?
Justin Jefferson was great in college. That greatness just transferred over with him. Tyquan Thornton was great in college?
Well, no. But okay. Again, I mean, you never know. He could be. I'm not asking for him to be great. I'm just asking for him to be sufficient where he can offer the Patriots something they don't currently have.
You need him to be great, Mark. There's too much just sufficiency on the team.
Well,
that's what we're discussing
here. But again,
here.
Though, he's a rookie. I want Devontae Parker to be the best receiver on the Patriots. I think that's why they brought him in. Okay, if he's not that, that's going to hurt them. Okay, Thornton is, you're going to get what you get from him, and you'll be happy if you get any type of production. If he's in the game, I'm going to be happy this year. Okay, I'm not convinced he's going to get on the field regularly.
We should do a trading places bet, like a gentleman, $1. My dollar says, coming out of camp, going into the first game of the season, Kendrick Bourne is the number one receiver on this team.
Well, I'm telling you, if that's the case, they're going to be in a bad way offensively in terms of throwing the ball. It's the same. That's what they had last year.
But he was the emerging star towards the end of the year when things. See, I look at who's looking good when things are starting to look kind of bad. And it was Kendrick Bourne who was looking good when things were starting to look a little rocky last December.
He did look good.
Okay. What? So going into this year, you would say all the adjustments that teams want to make, they're going to say, we're not going to look at film of Mac Jones week 1 through 4. We're going to look at the last 4 weeks of last season and say, this is what's coming into camp. This is. That's what's got to be improved upon.
Listen,
so Kendrick Bourne was there for him in those weird weeks.
But what do you think he's going to do? Bourne's going to come in and obviously, and all of a sudden just light the world on fire? We know what he is.
No, because
he's
not going to throw the ball
player.
Like that.
He's solid. He's not going to be more than solid.
So who's more solid than Kendrick Bourne right now on the roster?
I'm hoping Devontae Parker.
You're hoping.
What do you want me to say?
Do you wear the pajamas and brush your teeth before you pray over this stuff? Because Devontae Parker, if he was so valuable, then why wouldn't he been in the mix still in Miami? Think about it. Miami's willing to give you a guy in division.
Well, they just got Tyreek Hill. They spent a lot of money. They have a big name. I mean,
another team believes going to be a number one, but yet he's not even your number five.
Look, I'm not betting the house on it. I'm just saying he's torched you in the past. He's got good size, and if he's on the field, he's been productive. I'm hoping. I mean, look.
No, wait a minute. Okay, so here's interesting when you say he's torched you in the past. What game is the Miami game every season, the Miami games every season for the Patriots? The first and the last,
yep.
Right? So if he's torching you in either the first or the last game, that's not really telling me anything. Because the last game, the season could be over, you're getting players in there. Or the first game, you think he's trying to figure things out and so forth. And he hasn't been on the field as much. So, like, he torches you once in a first or last game of the season does not make him a number one receiver. Again, like, why would, if I'm Miami and I believe he had so much value, why would I give him up to someone in division? In division. And there, and that team thinks he's going to be the number one receiver. That, I think, is going to be the issue. I think dance with the devil, you know, because Kendrick Bourne at least showed that he can produce when the kitchen starts getting a little too hot.
He did show you he can produce, and I appreciate that. I like Kendrick Bourne, and I'm excited about the year he could have. I just think that if he has, look, you are down. The Patriots aren't the best team. So just doing what you did last year and having the same level of talent isn't good enough. In order to ascend and to make strides to becoming the best, you have to make changes that change the dynamic of the team and put different talent in new places and spaces.
But so nobody's they can come.
So they can then have more success that they than they've had in the past. That's how you improve when you're not the best. You make changes. You find new, exciting talent that can bring you up from where you were. If it's just Kendrick Bourne, who was good last year and he's good again this year, their best receiver, I don't see them improving much. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. KJ and Don Darrow, 617-779-7937 WEEI, jump in on the conversation regarding the Patriots and what's going on in terms of the wide receivers and what the season looks like. I mean, look, this is a team that was in the playoffs last year, okay? They were in the playoffs last year. But this same team could not make it to those same playoffs next year and because of things that are out of your control. You know, like, look, the Broncos are much better now. Matt Ryan's in Indianapolis. So places that had either disasters or one mistake from playoffs are now in the mix that's going to prevent you from getting back to where you were before. I put this on management saying, okay, how do you not have the foresight to say, hey, people are going to want to come to the AFC to make their run to the Super Bowl knowing that they probably can't get by the Bucs in the NFC, right? That's why Matt Ryan's out of Atlanta. He's not going to sniff the NFC South. You know, same thing with Russell Wilson. As he get out of Seattle, he's not sniffing the NFC West title.
So you just made my point. That is why I do not want Kendrick Bourne to be the best receiver on the Patriots this year, because not only were they, you know, in the playoffs last year and then one and done in disastrous fashion with Kendrick Bourne being their best receiver last year, there are better, stronger teams in the AFC this year that you're going to have to contend with. So to have him once again as the best receiver on the team would be a bad thing for me. That's why somebody else that they've acquired has to step up and ascend past Kendrick Bourne so you as an offense and as a team can ascend past what you were last year, or else you will be not just in the playoffs one and done disaster. You won't be in the playoffs. You'll take a step back. So I think Jones, Mac will... there's a million Joneses on the Patriots. I'm talking about Mac. Mac Jones is going to take a step forward this year, if not a significant one. I believe that. The problem is there are a lot better teams around him, and I don't think they've supplemented whatever steps Jones is going to take with the requisite pieces on the outside to help him continue to ascend or have a meteoric rise. So with all that considered, that's why I think the Patriots are going to be around where they were last year. 8-9, 9-8, you know, in that range.
All right, it's KJ and Don Darrow. Thank you for starting your Sunday with us on WEEI. Hang out, because when we return, we'll hear from Kelly and Amherst, Mike in Maine, 617-779-7937. Get in on this conversation regarding the Patriots. But now it is time to trend with Ethan.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, time now for what's trending here at WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox downed the Guardians last night 4-2, effectively winning another series as they continue their recent dominant run of 7 straight series wins. They play the Guardians again one last time in this series this afternoon. First pitch set for 1:40 p.m., and you can catch the pregame show here. right here, on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network with Brian Barrett at 12:40 p.m. The Celtics also made a big second-round draft choice as they had no first-round pick in this year's NBA draft, bringing in Alabama point guard J.D. Davison. Praised for his athleticism by the Celtics brass, he's played in 33 games last year, starting six of them, averaging 8.5 points a game, shooting 46.5% from the field, as well as just over four assists a game and just under five rebounds a game. Game six of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Puck drop set for 8 p.m. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who are trying to storm back and tie up the series, are hoping to keep their three-peat hopes alive as the Colorado Avalanche hold a 3-2 lead in the series right now. And again, that is set for 8 p.m. And then the New England Revolution at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, gets set for a match against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Revs come into this game off the heels of a 2-1 victory against Minnesota United FC back on June 19th. I'm Ethan Risadulu, and that's what's trending here at WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KJ and Don Darrow, WEEI, thank you for starting your Sunday with us. 617-779-7937. The text line is 37937. All right, we got Paulie in the hole, Mike on deck, but right now, Kelly from Amherst. We're talking Patriots. Go ahead. Thanks for holding, Kelly.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'll hold all day. No problem. So listen, yeah, I understand the doom and gloom thing with the Patriots next year. I get, was it the one guy on the morning show said they're not going to win a game or something? You know, like, I get it. People are worried about this team.
I'm Who said a little that? More optimistic,
though. Yeah, I'm a little more. Well, look, Greg Hill said they're going to go 500, and I'd say they're at least going to do that. Yeah, but no, listen, the offense comes down to incremental growth. I get it that when people look at what happened at the end of the season, it was just so awful that you feel like you got to totally, you know, break through the next level. I think that over the course of the season, my man Mac developed a really great chemistry with Hunter Henry. A really great chemistry with Jacoby Myers. And I know people trash on Jacoby Myers, but when he's throwing the ball, he catches it, man, and that counts for a lot. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Kendrick Bourne, but I know this. He's already got a couple guys he feels real comfortable with. He was never going deep in that first season. I think he's going to go deep a little bit more, and the whole offense is going to be taken off. That's what I got.
Kelly, thanks for the call. Yeah, Mark?
Yeah, I think they're going to be better, too. I do think they're going to be better, too, but I also think teams around them are going to be better. And that's the problem. That's why I do think, if you ask me, if you're going to ask me this question, Bart Scott said they were going to be the last place team in the AFC East, and Rob Ninkovich said they were going to win 12 games. If I had to say, okay, which is more likely to happen, I would say the 12 games that they're
really?
I think that's more likely, yes.
I think if the Patriots have a bad season, I mean, HBO's Hard Knocks comes calling. I mean, what a great story that they're just salivating right now.
Like, yeah, they'll never do it.
But they've never had to make the call, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's where they are. Let's go to Mike from Maine. More on the Patriots. Thanks for calling KJ and Dondero. You're on the air.
Yeah, and I'm just here to shine a little bit more sunshine on the station, because that's all I've been hearing about is just how negative everything is with the team and the whole entire bit. I really think that Tyquan Thornton and Devontae Parker are going to open up the middle enough for Jonnu Smith to be a factor, for Hunter Henry to be more of a factor, and then for Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar to be what they are, which are slot receivers. So I'm looking at something that looks pretty good from my perspective. I know that we have a lot of Devontae Adams and Aaron trophy polishers over there at the stations, especially, you know, the afternoon guys. That's all they seem to want to think about. But, you know, there are other people in the league. There are other players in the league that actually play pretty well. And excuse me for making this correlation, and maybe it's a little bit too soon, but I think not full scale, but a mini-me version of a Randy Moss is going to happen with Devontae Parker. Not full scale. I'm just saying that Devontae Parker.
Wow. Yeah,
I can't go there, Mike.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord the soul of Pete.
I can't go there, Mike. I will say.
Wait. Yeah. Let me just try to connect the dots here.
Yeah,
they're big dots.
When there was a Sports Illustrated article when Randy Moss went to the Raiders, and everybody was giving up on Randy Moss.
The All-Pro Randy Moss, right? Yes, the All-Pro Randy Moss.
Exactly,
yes.
Right. Everybody thought
not Randy the All-Pro Devontae Parker.
Randy Moss is the second best receiver.
What I'm saying is everybody gave up on him, and what I'm saying to you is that this may be a mini-me version of that revival. That's all I'm saying.
Extremely okay, Mike, thanks for the
mini.
Call.
Very mini.
Randy
Moss
Dwayne
arguably was the most talented wide receiver to ever play.
Randy Moss wanted out of he admits he quit on the Raiders.
Listen, this is where Mike, I think, is correct. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen, but that is how you have to build a football team and specifically an offense.
That's
what he said about
right?
Devontae Parker and Tyquan Thornton. You have to run through them. So it's Parker, it's Thornton making plays, and then it trickles down from there. Your wide receiver production, then that allows the trickle down to occur. So then your guys on the outside are making plays, then all of a sudden Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry can make more plays, and then the running backs can make plays and run the ball. That's how it needs to happen.
Yeah, so you see the shootout happening in Green Bay, right? 35, 32, 31.
I'm just not convinced it's going to, but
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be explosive receivers and do all these different things, that means you're putting points on the board. I don't see a whole lot of points going on the board above 21.
Look, I still think they'd be better off with a bona fide number one receiver instead of a bunch of BB- guys. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, if they've got a bunch of BB or a B plus and a bunch of Bs, and Mac Jones does take two steps forward, they could go on a little run, and we might be surprised. But until I see that production out of a wideout, I can't go there.
KJ and Dondero, WEEI, 617-779-7937. In minutes, we'll get to the Deshaun Watson hearing coming up on Tuesday. Let's go to Paulie in the truck. He thinks a couple of trades will happen for the Patriots. Paulie, thanks for calling KJ and Dondero.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is what I think they're going to be doing, okay? What I'm saying, what I'm seeing. The evidence that's before me, and I was off of kicking Aguilar inside when you got Thornton in the draft. But then I'm thinking they want Trey Flowers, they really do. So you got to clear cap space. And what they're doing, they're gonna stay consistent with what they did early in the draft. They were looking for a guy. They wanted Zion Johnson, but he left. He was picked, and they traded down because they figured they had that. They had that Jones for a guy. They really wanted that guy bad.
So you think something's going to happen with Aguilar and Trey Flowers? What do you think?
I think what they're going to do in keeping what they did in what they look at, they moved Mason to create cap space to sign other guys, and they got that to replace the guy the draft. I think they went a little too quick on that, but because they could have got him in the second round, they should have taken the nose or the left tackle. From Central Michigan, they should have taken it on the nose from Connecticut. I would have taken the nose from Connecticut at that point. But I think that now they're doing keeping in that, being consistent. What they're trying to do, they're going to create more space by letting go of that expensive receiver, Aguilar, who had a little production. Although they didn't go down the field a lot with the ball, they're going to allow Thornton to take that spot on the outside for a lot less money. He's younger, and they'll let him stretch the field. They either trade or cut Aguilar to create the cap space to sign another player, which will be specifically, I believe, Trey Flowers to balance out that defensive line. Imagine if you had the kid from
Paulie, thanks for the call.
Look, if they could find a way to make that work.
I just had to put a couple of punctuation marks in there. Sorry.
Well,
period.
I don't know if they can that you know get away from the Nelson Agholor contract.
Yeah, I'm
that easily.
Yeah, because I think it's what like $12 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's a bad contract. So you can't release him. And you know, let's just be honest when you ask this when you answer this question. Who trades for Agholor? Who says that's who we need?
Right. So I don't think that's going to happen. You're going to just have to work with what you've got on the roster. Trey Flowers doesn't excite me, but I think he'd be a better piece than Agholor, especially with the perceived depth. I can't believe I'm saying this, but the depth they have at wide receiver. The question is, will somebody step up and be a dude? That's the question, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
It's literally like a version of American Idol or Survivor or what is that? The house where everybody stays in, you know, who stays in the
real
house.
World.
Real world, stuff like that. Like, it's like a little mini reality TV show with the wide receivers. Like, who's going to be able to step up and prove? Now, here's the crazy thing. If Agholor steps, I think the candidate probably is Agholor, is because it's in the last year of his deal. And so he's going to want to be able to prove that he deserves real money. He is a first-round pick. Somehow he's still in the league. Jonnu Smith in that same breath. So they're going to have that desire to really show in a contract year that they can get it done. And maybe to the genius of Belichick, right? This isn't all, you know, schlep rock bad luck. But maybe to the genius of Belichick, he knows that if there are guys who still want to have a career in the league, they have to perform this year. They got to overperform this year or they have no career anymore. And you have them. And that might work for you.
I don't know if he wouldn't have a career.
Well, put it this way. Did N'Keal Harry get moved last year after that whole debacle at camp? No. He's still here.
Yeah.
Even took on Cam Newton's number. Like, how do you make it worse? Okay? He's still here. So nobody's wanted him. There was nobody took him. And you know Bill will give you up for a sandwich if that sandwich can return, you know, like hunger. You feed hunger, right? So he's N'Keal's still here. Agholor is going to have to play through that contract and show that he's worthy. And Jonnu Smith is in that same boat as well. Because here's the thing. If they have breakout years this year, are you begging for Agholor and Jonnu Smith to come back next year?
No.
Exactly. So if those guys have, and that would be the genius that I would give a check mark to for Belichick. He knows he has guys in that wide receiver room, and I hate using the word room in the room. Get on the field. That it's do or die for their careers right now.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I
don't think that's a part of his genius. I just think that he needs to find a guy that is capable of being a legitimate threat as a wide receiver. That's what it comes down to. If they get a legitimate threat as a wide receiver, or if one of these guys emerges.
So in other words, you're saying all your hope is on Thornton becoming the one receiver.
No. Parker could have a career year.
Nah. Sometimes when I hear people say they could have a career year, that means that the career is like on the other side of the hill, maybe. Like, again, in a five receiver set, he's the one that's out and you trade him to a division rival. Like, that to me, that says, yeah, go ahead, this trash, and I'm not saying he's trash, but in essence, we're about to throw something out. You can have it for nothing.
Well,
like,
I
you
mean,
know, we put
they,
those old
the Patriots,
sets
they
on
did
this.
Trade for Wes Welker once upon a time from the Dolphins, and he worked out unbelievably. So,
yeah, but look at what Wes Welker's value was at that time for the Dolphins the whole time. He never had value for the Dolphins the whole time. So the Patriots saw value in something that they didn't see value in.
Okay.
This is a case where Parker is. The Miami Dolphins don't see any more value left in this guy, and they moved him. There's a difference.
I'm going to keep it very simple. If the Patriots do not see somebody emerge as a top-flight wide receiver, a number one wide receiver, a guy on the roster better than Kendrick Bourne or better than Jacoby Myers, they are going to be in the exact same spot at best that they were last year because they played defense for long stretches last year. They had the number two defense. They had playmakers. They had Jackson. They had Judon. They ran the ball last year.
Yeah.
They were not able to do anything special or significant despite all of that was going on last year with the good defense and the running and all. They need, if they don't get better play out of a bona fide wide receiver, they are not going to ascend whatsoever this year, especially when you factor in the better competition that surrounds them in the AFC. It's as simple as that. Either those wide receivers step up this year and in association with Mac Jones' development, take the team to another level, or if they don't step up and Jones still has really, you know, B guys at best to throw to, despite the fact that he might be a better player, they are going to be at best in the same spot they were last year, at best.
So then it looks like the preseason is, it, you might see a lot of balls being thrown around in the preseason. Maybe you see Mac Jones get extended time because you've got to work these receivers out. Because once you get into week one, right, you're already in a division game. Then you're the Steelers. Then you got the Ravens. Yeah. Like, you need to find this out. You can't take 3 or 4 weeks in season for the number one receiver to emerge. This has to be developed within those first three preseason games. And there's that kind of that sense of urgency that like, just different than last year, where you remember that Cam Newton was getting all the first snaps in preseason, but they saw everything they needed to see in camp from Mac Jones to say, we can pull the trigger now and put him in there.
Exactly. That is story number one. Which right. receiver really shows up and shows out, or do any of them do that? That is number one, A, B, and C. That is the story. That's what you need to look for.
KJ and Dondero on WEEI, 617-779-7937, the text line 37937. The big story surrounding the NFL is Tuesday will be the day that Deshaun Watson's hearing will be put before an arbitrator, former judge, who listened to a lot of patent cases in her career down in Delaware. Robinson's her last name. And the big question is, how much time will Deshaun Watson get from the NFL? Now, the stories are out that the NFL wants a lengthy suspension. But again, the arbitrator is going to have to determine. And Mark, I'm going to take an approach that's kind of different and just follow the smoke, if you will.
Okay.
So when Deshaun Watson was able to settle 20 of the 24 of those cases, I believe it was one of those situations where here's money to make the situation go away, not because he's guilty. I can't say that he's guilty, but I never believe that a settlement payment means that you're guilty of something. It may say, I'm being bothered by it, and I know I have this hearing coming up. Here's the money. The other part of it that's going to be brought up, and it has to probably be brought up, and it's been mum underneath this, is were these masseuses licensed? And that's going to be very key. If you've ever gone to get a massage from a professional place, you sign paperwork. And part of that paperwork involves conduct. And so if he's hiring people who say they're a masseuse but are legally not, that may play a factor, because now it becomes a he said, she said in a potential sexual relationship, whether he's argued that it's consensual. Now you're getting to something. Now it's not so much a workplace thing as much as a compliance thing. And don't be surprised if compliance doesn't come up in this situation. I don't think that he's going to get a year. I think he gets 6 weeks.
The NFL wants him to get the lengthiest suspension possible. That speaks to me. Okay.
That could be a PR statement.
That's a good point about the arbitrator and how they're going to decide whether or not these masseuses were real, legit, whatever.
Yep.
I would not be surprised if what you said is true and it's less than that. And he does play this year at some point. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, even though he sat out all year with the Texans and he still got paid, but I would not be surprised if there isn't some type of upper level conversation where, like, did you prevent him from coming to the facilities? All the things that happened with the suspension, and in lieu of that, a very large, hefty fine. I mean, it may be an unprecedented fine Deshaun Watson may get hit with. Maybe tens of millions.
He should be suspended for the year if these things are true. If he was that type of guy, and you have that many people coming forward. It was 66 people? 66 masseuses?
Right, but again, none of them went to a criminal trial. There have been no punitive damages ordered by any court. He settled 20 of 24 cases. So those other four cases, if those don't become criminal, then the question would be is like, well, how come no court found him guilty of a criminal act, right? And it's very similar to what happened with Ben Roethlisberger. Remember the situation with the woman in Vegas who alleged sexual impropriety? Then there was a story in Georgia with some younger end girl. Right. And so Ben Roethlisberger didn't face a year. Now, I hear people say, well, different time and different era, but if it's the same misconduct, that shouldn't change anything, right? Whether it happened 30 years ago or 30 minutes ago, the punishment should be equal. I think just now that because of social media, the voices are much louder.
There were two instances with Ben Roethlisberger. This has 66.
Wait, now those are 66 all right, accusations.
24. I mean,
well, really, you can narrow it down to 4, right? Because if 20 have settled, it doesn't mean that there was an incident. They might have turned around and said, well, yeah, you know what? I mean, we did kiss and we started hugging and stuff and it went too far.
Hugging.
Okay, let me just put that money away. Okay, I'll take the money. I'll sign an NDA. That I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying that's a possibility. And so my thing is, why would it be any different than Ben Roethlisberger? Because with Ben Roethlisberger, whether it's one accusation or 30, you know, I don't know. I mean, but neither were found guilty of what were charged.
Yeah, I get it's an extremely gray area.
Right.
You know, the fact that there have been no criminal charges, basically, I mean, all of that is something.
I think that's huge.
Yeah,
because like with Ray Rice, see, I think everything is really seen at the view of Ray Rice level, right? Because with Ray Rice, you saw it on videotape, you saw a criminal act happening, there was a charge filed. That's why the guy had no career ever again after that in the NFL. But everything else that's happened since then, there hasn't been really any type of video evidence, because that's the society we're in. Like, if you got video evidence of this, or you have something on tape, or, you know, you need to see more. But after that, it becomes hearsay. And to put a guy out for a whole year on hearsay, and even two courts said we couldn't find anything criminal in one of the tougher states in the country, in Texas. You know,
we couldn't prove anything criminal.
Right. And so that's the other part of it is why you would say possibly 6 weeks, you know, no less than 6 weeks. I would say no less than six.
Yeah.
Weeks.
It's the guy, you know, he's a bad guy, but based on the facts and what is available to you in terms of evidence or whatever, you're right. It wouldn't surprise me if it was less than a year and he was back playing at some point this fall.
All right, KJ and Don Darrow. Next, we'll look at some NFL odds on who's the Super Bowl winner, where do the Patriots sit. It's kind of surprising what their number is in Vegas, courtesy of BetMGM. That's next. Thanks so much for hanging out on WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah. KJ, Don Darrow. WEEI, the fastest 2 hours in talk sports radio. Thank you so much for spending the last hour and a half, last hour and 45 minutes with us. Truly appreciate it. 37937 text line, Ethan, thank you so much for your work today. What you got?
All right, so we got a couple of texts here. The first one referencing the defense in Deshaun Watson, being disgusting. And the second one being that there is a hope that the wide receivers will be better this year because last year's play calling on offense was a C- at best.
Hold on. Nobody was defending
Deshaun Watson. Just showing two sides of a coin.
We were saying he's a bad guy. We're just saying.
Even know him as a guy. I just say, look, here's what may be presented. And plus, I could care less what they think. I'm sorry.
Why are we reading the text then?
Well, because you allow people to have a voice, and if just the same way they could say that they think that our defense is disgusting, I can say, so what?
Like, he should
who
be.
Who cares, you know, what you think?
That's a lot of smoke. So I'm assuming some real raunchy, wrong type of stuff went on there. So I don't have anything to say about that guy. I think he should be, you know, if this was the Wild West, he'd be out of the league. But, you know, there's a process they need to go through. And because of that, I do think he's going to end up back playing at some point this year.
And the other comment said they wanted to see more out of because the play calling was, what, a C- last year? Offensive
C- play calling? At best.
For who? The Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, the biggest thing for me is,
I don't know if I could call it a C-.
Under Josh McDaniels, they had trouble getting young receivers acclimated to the system. Mm. Maybe with him gone, that changes. That's wishful thinking. You said, say your prayers at night. Fine.
Exactly.
But maybe that could become more of a regularity where a young receiver can contribute with the Patriots now that Josh McDaniels is gone. I don't know. They need it, though, this year.
All right, before we get out of here, this is a great time of the year to start looking at NFL futures, because once the season starts and teams start going on runs, these odds, you know, come way down. So here's a chance for you to make money, money. Hit it, Ethan.
I won the bet.
Here, $1.
You pay you!
I can give you half.
You pay you! I want my money!
You need to relax.
How do you pay, man?
Straight cash, homie.
What is this? What are we doing?
These are odds at BetMGM on different selections through the season. Okay, so let's start with the Super Bowl winner, because this is what people like to bet. The Bills are the odds-on favorite at plus 650, followed by the Bucks at 750, Chiefs at plus 900, Packers at plus 1100. Do you see one of those four winning it, or do you see another team?
Who was the second team?
The Bucks at 750.
I agree with the Bills being the favorite. I think this is their year.
Okay, wow. I would go with, if I have a dark horse, it would be Dallas at plus 1600. If something weird happened the way that something weird happened with the Rams versus the Bucks in that NFC game, it might happen for Dallas this year. Plus 1600 might be a steal.
I don't trust the Cowboys.
Okay, how about AP Offensive Player of the Year? At plus 800, you got Cooper Kupp. At plus 800, you got Jonathan Taylor. Derrick Henry at plus 1100. Deebo Samuel plus 1100. Davante Adams plus 1,200. Josh Allen plus 1,600. Who do you like in those six?
Allen.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, if he's on the best team. And I also kind of liked, he went right at Tom Brady about his golf game the other day?
Was like, yeah, you did, good.
Like, I thought that was unbelievable. It pissed off Brady, too.
Yeah, you're setting up the narrative.
I'm going to give it to a quarterback. Allen would be my favorite for that. I mean, I'm done with Derrick Henry. I'm good with him.
Yeah.
I guess one of the receivers, it's always a possibility, especially because a quarterback's probably going to win the MVP, so you figure a receiver might win Offensive Player of the Year, Chase or somebody, but I'll give it to Allen.
All right, so AP player, Defensive Player of the Year. Myles Garrett is the leader at plus 600. T.J. Watt plus 650. Aaron Donald plus 800. Micah Parsons plus 900. Nick Bosa plus 1,200. Joey Bosa plus 2,000. Who do you like in there?
Parsons.
Me too. At plus 900. And plus, I think he's going to be the reason that Dallas gets further. They may lose in an NFC championship game, but I think he will be the player of the year just because he was runner-up last year.
Yeah, as a rookie, he's special.
Okay, passing yards. Who will have the most passing yards? Vegas says Tom Brady will at plus 600, but they also say Patrick Mahomes will. They're even at plus 600. Matt Stafford at plus 650, Justin Herbert at plus 850, Aaron Rodgers at plus 900, Joe Burrow plus 1100. Who you like there?
Brady makes sense on that to me just because of the way their offense is.
He's so old, though. He's so old.
Yeah, I'm going to eliminate Mahomes, Herbert out of that West, because the AFC West, while people think it's going to be a shootout, there are going to be struggles. You know, there are going to be some struggles. People are going to step things up. I'm thinking maybe Matthew Stafford in that Western division.
Brady basically admitted he's not all in right now. He's trying to. It was a weird comment. Passing yards.
Brady, Mahomes tied for one. Then Matt Stafford is the third at 650.
I just think with the way that they play football in Tampa, Brady makes a lot of sense. I like Stafford for that too, but
can I give you a dark horse?
Yeah, give me a dark horse.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Josh McDaniels, Davante Adams.
Yeah. Derek Carr plus 2,000. Yeah, that's a
flyer. That's a flyer I would take.
I get it.
That's
they're a in a tough division, but you know, we'll see what the defenses in that division can do this year. I don't know. It's a dark horse.
All right, finally at BetMGM, the AP Coach of the Year odds. This is funny. Number one, Brian Daboll at plus 1,000. Plus Kevin O'Connell plus 1,400. Brandon Staley at plus 1,400. Doug Peterson at plus 1,400. Mike McDaniel at plus 1,600. Nick Sirianni plus 16. Josh McDaniels plus 1,600. That's my dark horse right there, Josh McDaniels.
I'm going to go Mike McDaniel.
Really?
There's something interesting about this guy, and I want to see how they play. Now, it could be a disaster, But
so interesting that they could say Devontae Parker can leave and we can get it done. Well, I just hear.
Have you listened to him talk though? Like, he's like such a like
interesting cat,
laid back.
He's an interesting dude. But I just think like, look, he's in a good situation. He's in a good situation just because. Why? Maybe look. They have a quarterback that hasn't performed all that well. So if right. you get a little bit something more out of him, you look good. You've got the best receiver that you've had there in years in Tyreek Hill. Now, the one thing that's not in his favor is Brian Flores had a good team.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have fired him. So that you're replacing a guy that was pretty good. So that's going to be difficult. But as a result, the team's pretty good. So I think you're going to have a chance to have a good year. And as a result, being a new coach, I think he could win it.
So hopefully you make some money, money. BetMGM, Odyssey app, BetQL, all can help you with these things moving forward. KJ and Don Darrow, have a wonderful Sunday. Sox going for it. They're going for the sweep again. Eight in a row. We were talking about a sweep last week. They're going to get it again today. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.